this timely tip. Get your kicks during Sale 66.
Well, I couldn't hear him. We had Rosie on the house. Well, we had a little technical issue here. We're trying to figure that out. So,
what about if I can you hear me?
Yes,
all
I
right.
can hear you fine.
Well, while the guys are scrambling around, let me just tell you one other. There's many wonderful places to visit, especially in the Phoenix area, regarding World War II, or I'm sorry, veteran memorials. Okay. They're looking at me, so go ahead.
All right. Well, there we go.
That is wild. I have no idea what happened there, but go for it. Hey, let's talk about Sales 66.
It's live broadcasting, Gary D. It's live broadcasting. And we were talking about how much fun last weekend's broadcast was out at Sanderson Ford for the Sale 66. We had a great broadcast. We had Al McCoy. We had Tim Hattrick. We had Mike Broomhead. We had Luis Gonzalez all coming out and helping us celebrate. We gave away... Carol, you put together some fantastic gift baskets we all gave away.
Thank you so much. Those were so fun to put together, and we would like to give a special shout-out to all of our contributors to our staycation gift baskets. This includes Roger Naylor's Get Your Kicks on the book was such a great addition. It has every information and every site you'd ever want to see if you're doing a Route 66 road trip. Also, a special thank you to American Mule Copper Mugs for your customized mugs. They're great quality. Don't put them in the freezer. That's how Romy broke his, unfortunately. But they are a great addition to any bar.
They're beautiful.
They're so beautiful.
Made out of copper, and you can logo them. I mean,
Did
they
you
were
see
just
the Rosie
gorgeous.
On the house logo on those
loved
bad
it.
Boys?
I loved them.
Also, a huge thank you to the Arizona State Park for their park passes and state park guide book, as well as trail and walking books that they gave us. The Wildflowers, thank you so much for your contribution for the CDs. And lastly, Little Miss Barbecue for your custom sauces and stickers.
That was the broadcast last Saturday. We got a lot of comments about how much you all enjoyed it. We had a good turnout. We awarded some staycation baskets. We awarded the ultimate Route 66 staycation. That was to Miss Deborah, wasn't it?
Brenda Hall.
Miss Brenda. All right. So she's going to be taking a Mustang out on Route 66, courtesy of Sanderson Ford. If you're in the car shopping mode, get to Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. Open Monday through Saturday.
674-3448. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. If you'd like to jump on, we're in the middle of a conversation with Matt on dry wells, but we can also, you have time to get your call in at 1-888-767-4348. Text questions can also be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com to send a picture or a little video. If you need help explaining what project it is you're trying to work on, you can send images and video there. And as we get back on air, back in the studio.
I'm here. I'm ready.
The top right white button. That one. Yeah, no. Yep. Yep. Left. There you go.
How about that one?
There you go. All right. That was my fault.
Ooh, that was fun.
It was my fault. But we got Matt back on the line.
Okay.
And we're in the middle of a dry well, which is very unusual.
Matt, please save us.
Yeah, and we got David Byrne to go.
I'm here. I don't have any white buttons to push, so okay. I think I'm safe.
Good. Matt, you, in 32 years of broadcasting, you are the first Arizona homeowner I've ever talked to that has their own dry well.
Yep.
So listen, the fact that you suspect it may be collapsing and the cool deck is under stress, how close is that to the swimming pool?
It's further away from the swimming pool, but there's a block and stucco wall that is on one side of it that separates the dry well from my pool equipment.
Okay.
And so obviously I don't want the wall to collapse and crush the pool equipment if this starts to give out a little more.
Okay. Matt, the only thing I'm going to be able to do is get out there with the foundation repair specialist that I trust, Mr. Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions. Let Bob and I come out there and just take a look at what type of remedial situation we can implement that won't impact the function of the drywall. It's going to be kind of tricky, but if anybody can figure it out, it's Bob at Arizona Foundation Solutions. So we've got your number. I'm going to give you a call. I will confess, I'm taking a little time away. When everybody's coming home on Monday, I'm going to be leaving and heading to the White Mountains for a couple days. So I'll be looking at all those big white knuckles and eyeballs driving in the traffic jam coming back to town. But I will call you later this week, and we'll get Bob Brown and I out to your house to do a full analysis. Of course, when we offer to do things like that, we will absolutely do the full analysis at no cost to you. With that said, I want to bring Mr. David Byrne in of Green ID. I'm glad you got here, David. Last segment, I've already given away one free home inspection for you to do.
Great.
You're always so generous with our Rosie on the House listeners. I appreciate it. And we've been talking all last hour about right-sizing air conditioning and how important and critical that is.
And if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you know that our weekly to-do today is talking energy audit and the benefit that that is to you. Generally speaking, the weekly to-do is something that you, the homeowner, can do yourself. Well, you can't do the energy audit yourself, but it will give you a list of all your home's energy violations. And a lot of those repairs, you can make adjustments and do-it-yourself projects after that, or if you need to, hire a professional to do it. But that energy audit helps your home run as efficiently as possible. It's really, in my opinion, the best thing that's come along in the housing industry in my lifetime. We used to
guess.
Say, oh, start with your windows. Oh, maybe...
Guess one.
maybe check your attic insulation.
Guess next. Two.
Let's put some sunscreens out.
Guess three.
Proper air in the tires. Who knows?
Guess four. It really has been one of the best innovations in residential home economizing than anything that's come out in a long time. David, Green ID, talk a little bit about how you got into the whole house audit, energy audit business.
Sure. I was a mechanical engineer out of school, and a friend wanted to start a green building consulting company. And so I got my LEED certification, and we set knocking on doors for commercial buildings, certifying them. That didn't go anywhere fast, and so I morphed into the residential energy audit and efficiency industry in 2009. And that's when the utility companies started with their energy audit program. And
I thought that was hugely innovative for the utility companies to get on board and say, what can we do?
Oh, yeah.
To drive down the demand on the grid that's going to benefit everybody.
Yeah. And audits have been around since the 70s when they were doing weatherization for low-income families and manufactured homes. And that kind of tailwind, the utility companies tailwind off of that and to bring it to the mass market, which hadn't been done before. So that was something new and really cool to get into the general population.
This is going to be a trained individual with a van full of fairly expensive equipment coming to your house and spending anywhere between 2 and 3 hours for an average home.
Sure. Yeah. We'll do a thermal camera scan of the house. We'll crawl around the attic. We're looking at the ductwork, how it's installed, how it's coming off the plenum, if it's the right size, and measuring airflow with the static pressure. And then doing all the pressure tests, the cool kind of touch and feel things that diagnose the problems of the house.
You put the blower door test on, and you're actually evacuating the home of its inside air.
That's cool, yeah.
And then you look for all the places that the home is making that up. Where is it sucking air from? To me, it's eye-opening to take your thermal imaging gun, turn that door on, create the vacuum inside the house, and go around to every outdoor, every electrical J-box on an outside wall.
Yeah.
And the heat is just pouring into the house.
I know. Things you never think of. It's clear as day with that thermal camera and the blower door running at the same time. That's a powerful tool.
And what I was so impressed when I was introduced to Whole Energy Audits is, gosh, a tube of caulk for 99 cents can really go a long, long ways.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Put in the right place, applied in the right application.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. If you know where to apply it, a case of caulk will save you hundreds of dollars a year.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just the payback is immediate. So this whole house energy audit, now when people start calling and asking what they can do about their bills, Romy was right. For years, up through the 90s, we would have to just start a shotgunning approach. Okay, well, let's look at the window shades. Let's look at the caliber and quality of the windows. Let's take a look at your insulation. We were dealing with a lot of 2x4 back then, you know, and then a lot of it was cellulose settled. And, you know, we did a lot of things wrong all through the 50s, 60s, and 70s that we were trying to guess what was their biggest problem in that particular residence. Energy audits came out, and now y'all can scientifically pick everything, put it in priorities, and say, hey, here's your low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm still surprised. You never know until you test the home, get the data and the numbers, and combine that with how the homeowner's living in the house to see what's the most cost-effective thing. And you always keep an open mind going into the home, and I get surprised still from what could be causing a hot room or a high bill.
Arizona homeowners, if you have any question about how efficient your home is, this whole house energy audit is a holistic view of every component of your home, and it will tell you how efficient your home is. What do you think a report like that should be worth? I think it should be worth $500 or $600 at least. They're available.
Yeah.
For $99.
That's right.
Talk about how they would schedule one, David.
Sure. If you give our office a call and leave a message, that number is 602-926-1650. And I or my wife will give you a call back probably Tuesday. That's 602-926-1650.
Green ID, one of the Rosie Certified Whole House Energy Audit Companies available to you, the Arizona homeowners.
Yeah.
And can you give that phone number a little slower?
Sure. It's 602-926-1650.
Green ID.